Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Hello, welcome back to another solo episode. I apologize, this one is a few days late. I have had a wild, wild week. I cracked my iPhone camera there was a crack for a long time and then it just shattered on Monday. So I had to go to Apple. They wanted me to get a new phone. They couldn't replace it. So I got a new phone. And with that, I actually lost access to my Facebook because I had a 2FA, two-factor authentication set up for Facebook. And that app is no longer available on my phone with that code because when you download the new app, it's not in there. So I have had trouble with Facebook this week and I've also had no internet for 3 days in a row, which I now have. So I'm able to go live with you guys and drop in some goodness into your ears this afternoon. And so I wanted to talk about what happens in life and how we have this personal evolution, right? And it's something that I always say to you, I always share things that resonate with me and where I'm at in my life right now, because I feel like if I'm going through it, there's got to be someone else who is also going through a similar experience, right? Or when they find this episode, they will also be going through a similar experience. And so with every next level of your life will demand a different version of you, right? And so our personal evolution and how we reach that next stage means we have to be always growing and thriving and evolving and all those sorts of amazing things. And so life is really just like a multiple act theater play. Like it's like a play with many different parts and different people. And in each succeeding scene in the play, you will act in different roles, right? And so you'll have different supporting cast members and you'll take on new challenges and go through new experiences. And going from each scene to the next is like a transition, right? It's going to involve loss. It's going to involve change. It's going to involve newness. And without question, change and transition can more often not be quite difficult, right? Because if that change is real, like there is sometimes a lot that comes with change, especially when it's a dramatic change, it's easy to actually become totally attached to a certain role you've played in the past, perceiving that role as your identity, right? And so when we do not want to release the old version of us or our identity, it's actually quite painful. And so realizing that also, the people that were previously characters in the play or in your life in the previous scenes sometimes don't actually make sense for the next scene, yet you still try to awkwardly fit them in. Like, who does this? Like, you know in your heart of hearts that you need to let go of this person, yet like remove them from your life, yet you just can't seem to do so. And it's normal to have that struggle for sure, but if you let it, like life will actually take you on this grand journey beyond anything you could ever have planned or imagined for yourself. And this is why being receptive and open and allowing the magic of life to actually guide you, you will be able to do and have things far wilder than you could ever imagine for yourself and the current position you're in for yourself right now. And so it's really knowing that you will play many roles in your life, and just like lobsters, you will need to learn how to shed your old shell. I love this analogy and it's something I have shared with people over the years. So I'm going to explain what the lobster analogy is for you now. So lobsters are exoskeletons, which mean they're in order for them to grow, they must molt and shed their old shells. So lobsters are I guess, soft, squishy creatures that house themselves within their hard shells, which are rigid and quite spiky inside. And as the lobster grows, its shell actually becomes quite constraining and even suffocating and painful. And so once that lobster becomes too uncomfortable, it hides from predators under a rock and it gets rid of its old shell. Like it, and it just like out, over, done, and fashions this new one, right? So this process repeats yearly, I think, for males and every 2 years for females throughout their entire life, right? So each of the lobster's shells may look drastically different from the previous one, which is pretty crazy. And so indeed, in its new shell, the lobster actually may be unrecognizable to its closest friends and even to itself. And so likewise, the various scenes of your life may demand you to be someone you've never intended to be before. So, you know, you may be quiet or shy right now and, you know, in previous scenes of your life, but moving into this next level of you and new situation, it may require you to lead. It may require you to speak boldly about things. Each scene, each situation in life is different, right? And so between each stage in your journey, you're going to go through minor and sometimes major identity crises. And I can definitely relate when I went from being a fitness model back into the real world, let's say, and I stopped dieting and stopped training like an athlete and committed to 14 sessions a week or whatever it was, I really lost my identity. So I've shared this story many times over the years, but I gained 12 kilos in 5 weeks. So I went from a completely ripped and lean body to no longer having that and being, you know, like by no means overweight or anything, but I'd gained a lot of weight in a short amount of time. So I lost my identity because I suddenly looked very different, and that's what my identity was based around, right? And so although this isn't necessarily enjoyable when we change like this or we have an identity crisis, it's natural and it's a necessity, right? So before you commit to and achieve a particular identity, you're going to actually experience identity crisis. This is why they say like people have midlife crises, right? So while experiencing an identity crisis, you're just like the lobster, right? You've outgrown your shell and you don't quite know who you are or what's next or where to go from here, right? And this in-between stage can cause so much tension between now and where this next big thing is coming from, right? This in-between stage can be confusing and frustrating and wobbly, like all over the place, like the naked lobster, right? You've outgrown your old shell, but you haven't actually quite found your new one yet. So you feel quite exposed and quite vulnerable. And so at each new stage or shell in your journey, you're going to feel like a child again, and you'll be required to learn and do new things, right? And you'll relearn past lessons, but from new angles, from new meanings. And this is why, like, I'm really big on making sure my clients and, you know, also people that I talk to regularly know that a beginner's mindset is always so important for us for our evolution, right? Continual growth and development demands you continuously become a child again, like childlike nature, childlike experience. Like, and I say that child in a sense, like, think about a child that you know. They're very curious, inquisitive, like excited, imaginative. We have to become like a child again, because as we become like a child again, we crave and seek understanding. And once you learn and adapt, you'll become complacent again, which is why you'll need to become a child over again so that your thirst for growth returns. And in this way, you'll never get stuck or stagnant. And I love Yoda's quote, says, "Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose." Right. So personally, I'm definitely in the midst of leaving one shell and entering another. So I'm in that wobbly stage that I was just saying. I'm upgrading and expanding. And I've probably been going through this since I moved back to the coast at the end of last year in 2021. And to ensure there is space in my new shell, I've spent time journaling and meditating and thinking what characters make sense for me to move into the next scene, what habits, what behaviors, what role must I play? Who am I trying to become? And with that, I've, you know, revamped my new website. And so it's in a bit of a soft launch at the moment. It's probably only 60% complete. I've also had to start a new Facebook account this week, which, do you know what? I feel kind of okay about, as long as I can sort out the business aspects, because from a personal point I feel like there's a lot of people on there that would so-called be friends on my Facebook page that I'm actually not friends with, nor do I need to see their stuff or want to see their stuff. So it's like I'm leaving behind my old shell with that Facebook change, even though it wasn't really my choice. And I think it's really important that we remember that people will come and go in life. You know, we are here to learn and teach each other, right? And so I think if we can have this beautiful understanding that not everyone stays forever and that, you know, sometimes people come for, like they say, that saying, it's like a reason, season, or a lifetime. And then we're able to close that particular chapter, right? If we feel like we understand that and hope maybe one day in the future, life brings us back together, you know, and come what may, we are eternally grateful for the moments we've had together. And that's what it's about. It's really about, even, you know, when I had a very toxic narcissistic relationship, some of my greatest lessons for life and relationships came from that. So I'm incredibly grateful for the experience, even though it was quite painful. And so I do think it's super important, especially if you're trying to get to the next version of yourself, the next level. It's important to surround yourself with people who remind you more of your future than your past. And so leaving the safety and the comfort of your previous shell, it can be terrifying. But when you hold on to behaviors and beliefs and even relationships that you know no longer serve you and somewhat actually halt your personal evolution and stop you from growing and keeping you stuck and not playing out at your fullest potential or becoming that next level version of yourself, you know, it's change is hard and it really does need to be embraced with courage. And so life will, you know, I guess this is like inherently a development and evolution process, right? That's what life's about. And relationships are the most important and meaningful part. And I've always said relationships are our greatest assignments in life. They really, truly are. They teach us everything about ourselves, about our behaviors, about things that, you know, we're triggered by that we can heal. And so the evolution of relationships doesn't take them away, but it actually makes them more meaningful, right? And so I think that, you know, if we're looking at relationships, it's really asking ourselves, is this really lighting me up? Is this serving me? Is this the person I want to move forward with? Whether it's a friendship or an intimate personal relationship, you know, deep within your soul, in your heart, your truth around each individual person. And I think sometimes we just, it's easier just to stay holding on and pretending that everything's okay. And so each succeeding scene in life will look and feel very different from the last. And in some scenes, you're going to be on top of the fucking world. And, you know, I'm sure you can think of a moment right now that you were like, oh my God, I've made it. This is how it was meant to be, all these things. And then in other scenes, you're going to be hanging on to the edge of a cliff for dear life, right? And that's what life's about. It's the ups and downs and round and round. However, you as a person should continuously be growing and improving, right? Even though scenes are hard, even though life's really pushing you, right? And in each scene, your time should be better spent, your, you know, character redefined, your work more meaningful, your relationships more authentic and genuine. You know, regardless of how changes externally look in each scene, internally, you should be always becoming better and more matured and a better version of yourself and the highest level, you know. And you really do get to decide at what rate you personally grow and personally improve and how much you push yourself. And that's why sometimes you see people and they haven't really changed that much because they're not really keen on doing the work to get to the next level, you know? And so your ability to successfully adapt at each new stage is what's going to help you, you know, like grow from infancy, as I said, like a child, like to skilled. This is going to determine how quickly you will pass from stage to stage, right? From shell to shell, if we're the lobster. And your potential in life isn't fixed. Let me just remind you, it is unlimited, limitless, infinite possibilities. However, it is up to you who determines how far you're actually going to go, how far you want to push the boundaries, how far you want to evolve and become the best version of yourself. It's not up to society. It's not up to anybody else. You get to decide how you're going to respond to each stage of the life of your life that you're in. And how you respond will determine the next stage and the next stage and the next stage. And you know, something I always used to love saying is with every new level, there's a new devil. And it's so true. Like we get to this next phase and we're like, oh fuck, what is this? And you just got to move through it. You've got to figure out a way to grow. You got to, because this is why, like, the example of lotto winners, right? So they win all this money. However, they don't know how to keep it because they never actually had learned the skills to be a steward to their money, right? So if you're someone that's never been good with money and you win the lotto, you are fucked. And you really need to learn good skills in case that happens if you're planning on winning the lotto. But people lose it all because they didn't go through all the layers. They didn't go through all the levels to get to that devil, right? And so they've gone from A to Z, like in this quick overnight experience. And so they didn't go through A, B, C, D, E, all the way through the alphabet to Z to actually learn the skills they needed to. So when they got to Z, they knew how to hold on to it and have it. And it's the same with anything in business, in life. If you don't learn the steps that you need to learn to get the thing that you want to have, you're not going to be able to keep the thing that you get. And so it's really important that you continue to, you know, develop on your journey and enjoy the journey, because this is what that means. Enjoying the process and journey means you're actually learning and becoming the person you need to be for that next version of you, for that next thing, for that, you know, everything that's coming your way. Because the current version of us or ourselves in this time and in this place and in this situation is bound to need an upgrade, right? We have yet to reach our fullest potential of who we came here to be and who we can become. And you truly, like, you are truly you in this very moment, because it is where all potentials have crystallized, right? So all of the things that could have been, it has reached this very specific point. And then that is pretty amazing when you think about it. But from here on, the possibilities will keep opening up. And once again, you have choices and decisions to make, right? And whether it's in a physical capacity and having to move location or, you know, change your work and things like that, or it might be a mental one where you have to break through barriers and limiting beliefs to get to the next. And so what I urge you to do, and, you know, just take a moment, even if we just pause for a moment now, like, how far have you come? Recognize how amazing it is that what you have now was once you what you wished you had, right? And that's a pretty powerful thing. You know, years and years ago, you could have been imagining the life that you're currently living right now. And that is pretty awesome. You know, life really is this amazing thing, and it demands so much from us, and we strive to reach that, and we are high achievers, and we do these amazing things, and we do forget to smell the roses along the way, and we do forget to look back and go, wow, look how far I have actually come. Look at what's in my life now that I once wished for. And so there's always going to be room for self-improvement, for sure. And not only in terms of like learning and knowledge and skills, but also as a human being. Potential is endless, and every circumstance is a stepping stone towards the next level of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in to another solo episode on Rebecca Neal, the podcast. It's always such a pleasure to be in your ears. I'm super grateful to have each and every one of my listeners in my audience. Please know that you can reach out to me at any point. Send me a DM, send me an email, say hi, tag me, whatever it is. I'm always here. I'm here for social media management, content creation, Canva templates, all of the things. Let me know what you need. Till next week, enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll be in your ears again very soon.